There must be a God. I believe it's true. 'Cause I can see His love when I look at you. And He must have a plan for this crazy life. 'Cause He brought you here and placed you by my side. And I have never been so sure of anything before like I am in this moment here with you. Now for better or for worse, so much more than only words. And I pray every day will be the proof. Death do us part. 'Cause I have never been so sure of anything before like I am in this moment here with you. And now for better or for worse, I'm so much more than only words. And I pray every day will be the proof that I must be a God. I believe it's true. 'Cause I can see His love when I look at you. And He must have a plan for this crazy life. 'Cause He brought you here and placed you by my side. And I have never been so sure of anything before like I am in this moment here with you. Now for better or for worse, so much more than only words. And I pray every day will be the proof that I mean what I say when I say I do. Thank you. Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, on behalf of Joseph, Claire, and their families, I welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to this special celebration. Please be seated. We've gathered together this afternoon for the sacrament of marriage, the solemn, sacred, yet joyous celebration of the spiritual joining of Joseph and Claire into one in Christ. We believe that God created marriage to be holy, and that marriage is a sacred and lifelong covenant. I couldn't help but think about our ring bearer and flower girls. They came down. You know, a lot of times when God brings two people together, they don't make a straightway run to the altar. Some encouragement along the way and some detours. But God knows exactly what He's doing. And it's been such a privilege to see the two of you as God's brought you together here to this place today. And we know He's not surprised. This is something that's been in His will all along. And it's our privilege to join together with you today. Some people view the marriage commitment as just a civil agreement where marriage partners are selected according to that which pleases the eye and feels good. And feelings guide that marriage rather than commitment and covenant. And when the feelings are gone, that marriage is over. And in contrast, the Bible teaches that we are to be worshipers of God. And that entering marriage is really each person entering covenant relationship with God first, and then into covenant relationship with each other. And so the marriage is really a threefold cord, husband and wife braided together with Christ, and such a threefold cord is not easily broken. The vows that are taken today are made unto the sovereign God, the Creator, the Almighty of the universe, and are established as a lifelong covenant. The seriousness of those vows of covenant with God release an environment of loving and giving based on commitment instead of feelings. Each person gives up all rights to independence in order to take up the responsibility and privilege of caring for and completing the other. And then rather than a self-serving 50-50 partnership, each person in the marriage is released into a liberty of giving 100% freely as unto the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this very special occasion, we acknowledge You as our Lord and our God, and we thank You for the gift of marriage. We ask Your presence and blessing on all present here, but especially on Joseph and Claire, as we commit this ceremony and their marriage into Your Lordship. In Christ's name, amen. Chris and Denise, do you believe that this marriage is in the will of God for your daughter, and do you therefore give approval and blessing on this marriage? And release Claire to become Joseph's wife.
We do.
Okay. All right. Very important step number one. Awesome. Well, please join with us as we prepare our hearts for the sacrament by honoring our Lord Jesus Christ in worship. Would you please stand?
Because Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in You. Everything I need, Christ is my reward. And Christ is my reward. And all of my devotion, now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every storm, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in You. Everything I need, Christ my all in all. Christ my all in all, the joy of my salvation. And now this hope will never fail, 'cause heaven is our home.
Through every trial,
through every trial, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need, and I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning.
Sin again, I've decided.
And I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus,
Jesus at the center.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you, Jesus. Center of it all.
Jesus be the center of my life.
Oh, Jesus be the center of my life. Oh, Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you, Jesus. Here's from my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens,
Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Oh, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. Oh, Jesus, be the center of your church. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Cause Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus. You at the center of it all. You may be seated.
Joseph and Claire, the marriage in which you come to be united is a holy ordinance, a holy covenant, instituted by God at creation, honored by Jesus Christ, and commended by the Holy Spirit. Marriage is a total commitment of two wills to each other, the blending of two minds into a single mind, the mutual expression of two sets of God-given emotions. The goal is perfect oneness, total intimacy, the unhindered sharing of each person's innermost thoughts, feelings, and very beings. The Lord Jesus Christ is the key, the rock and foundation of a successful marriage. As Christ committed his life unto God and so loved his bride, the church, that he laid down his life for her, so he has ordained that in the covenant of marriage, the husband should commit himself to his wife, to love her, and to lay down his life for her and her needs. The husband is to be the priest and prophet of the home. The wife is to so respect her husband that together they may complete one another and fulfill God's plan for marriage of 1 + 1 = 1. Christ made a covenant. He died and shed his blood that the church might be pure and blameless, without spot and without wrinkle. And in the same way, the man who enters into the covenant of marriage must understand and embrace the laying down of his own will, the giving of his own life, to present his wife, his bride, as pure and blameless, without spot and without wrinkle, to himself, to the church, and to the Lord. You are entering into a covenant, a contract, with God and with each other, which obligates each to certain expectancies. It's the responsibility before God of the husband to provide security for his wife by supporting her and sheltering her from danger. It is your duty to cherish for her a manly and unwavering affection, to love her at all times. It's the duty of the wife to encourage significance in her husband by respecting and obeying him, and by having a grateful and quiet spirit, which is, in God's sight, an ornament of great price. You are to be subject to your own husband, just as the church is subject to Christ. And it's the duty of each to preserve always the fidelity of this union. It's the privilege of both to delight in the company of the other, and to remember that in interest and in affection, you are to be henceforth undivided. Joseph, do you understand that you are giving up your own life and the rights to your own way to be joined in covenant relationship with Claire? Do you believe that this is God's will for your lives and that you are to love and to cherish her as God's precious gift to you as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Well said. Claire, Do you understand that you are giving up your own life and your own desires to be joined in covenant relationship with Joseph? Do you believe that this is God's will for your lives, and that through this marriage you are to serve and complete Him? And do you understand that you are to love and to respect Him as God's precious gift to you, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Okay, we're good. Join right hands before God and these witnesses to declare your vows to each other.
Claire, I choose to love you as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for her. I promise to devote my life first to Christ and then to you. And I will do this in no small part by killing all insects that invade, and I'll try not to bug you too much either. I will love, protect, cover, lead, respect, serve, encourage, and provide for you spiritually, emotionally, financially, and in every way I can. I choose to stand beside you until death parts us, my love.
Joseph, I choose you as my husband. I sacrament my life first to my Lord Jesus Christ and then to you. I promise to love, respect, honor, submit, and trust you. Promise to listen before I speak and to always assume the best of you. I promise to encourage, uplift, and assist you in all of your God-given dreams, goals, and ambitions. I will make a peaceful and godly home for you as your helpmate. And laugh at your jokes, even if no one else does.
That's a tough one. That's easy to forget. I'd hesitate, too.
I promise to be there for you in difficult and easy, in distress and joy, and to trust your leadership. And I promise most faithfully to choose to love you every single day.
The rings are symbols of the covenant you've made to each other. And as the bands are unbroken, so is the covenant of love that God has ordained between husband and wife. As these rings have no ending, they're symbols of the length of these vows as seen in God's perspective of time. Let's pray. Father, we ask your blessing on these rings, and we pray that they may continually serve as a reminder of the vows of covenant made here today. In Christ's name, amen. You may now exchange your rings, the symbols of your covenant, and vows to each other. Great is this mystery of the kingdom of God, but just as Christ is one with the Father and one with the church, so are the husband and wife to be one with God and one with each other. God has ordained that a husband and wife should walk in unity, in oneness. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one in spirit, soul, and in body. God ordained that this is a holy covenant, the joining of husband and wife to become one in his love. As you, Joseph and Claire, have agreed together in holy matrimony and expressed your vows to each other before God and these witnesses, and have sealed your pledges of love by exchanging rings and joining hands, I now pronounce you to be husband and wife in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah! Will those selected to do so please come forward to join in the blessing? Great. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice with you this day that a new spiritual unit has been established by the joining of this man and this woman to one. We ask your blessing on their marriage as your perfect love knits them together into one. We commit the marriage into your hands that it will always give glory bring great fruitfulness to the kingdom of God. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. If anyone else has a word or blessing, they may bring it at this time.
Joseph and Claire, I love you, and you are answer to our prayers even before you were born. We prayed for both of you, and it's neat to see that. And I pray that your communication may be clear, that you seek the Lord in everything you do, that you'll be patient and understanding. I pray that God blesses your marriage as you walk faithfully through the years together with your Savior. May the Lord give you joy and gladness in your journey. May Claire be a fruitful vine within your house. Your children like olive plants around the table. Behold, thus shall they be blessed who fear the Lord. May the Lord enlarge your borders and give you guidance and wisdom through the years. May you always rejoice with the wife of your youth. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and give you peace.
Two words that I saw over you guys as I was praying for you guys, and I'm so grateful for your vows, were joy and laughter. And I just see that in your home. And as the years go on, as you guys walk in the strength of the Lord, the adventure that he has before you, joy and laughter are going to be hallmarks of your family and your home.
The word the Lord gave me for both of you is an example. You're an example of faithfulness to the Lord. You're an example to one another of your choices to him and to one another to honor each other. I know you came to me and you went to several for input and wisdom on how to court this young lady honorably and nobly, and you did well. You both made choices to follow after him and as an example one to another, but you'll be together an example for others that are follow. I see you with younger ones in the Lord sitting at your feet asking, how did this happen? How did it progress? What did you do? What are the choices you made as you lead them in joy and as you lead them in honoring the Lord in all that you do?
Your marriage is not just a good idea on each of your part, but it's God's idea. And as you gather today and you're vowing before him, I know that's in your heart, that you know that this is God's sovereignty and his will being carried out. In light of that, there's a scripture as I was praying for you that he gave me, and that's Ephesians 3:20. And it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You'll want to read the context before and after, but that's the phrase he gave me. In line with the fact that it's not just your idea, it's God's idea. He has something in mind. He wants to do something, and it's going to be beyond what you expect. It's going to surpass your understanding of what's going to happen. Be open to him. Be open to him to move in you and through you in ways you didn't expect that are for his glory and for his honor and will indeed further the purposes of his kingdom.
I just wanted to follow that because what the Lord spoke to me was the word promises. And today is a fulfillment of promises he made to each of you a long time ago. And that should be confirmation to you. So today we celebrate the goodness of the Lord over your lives, that today he says promises over you because he wants a little bit of the accolades that go with what a fulfillment of those promises today is. The second is this, is vows are really promises. The promises are going to be extremely significant in your marriage. Your word to each other and keeping your word one to another will mean quite a bit. It'll actually be a hallmark of your marriage that when this couple makes a promise, it's a promise to each other, it's a promise to those around them, and it's a promise that's going to be kept. So the Lord speaks promises today over your marriage.
When Pastor Joe was saying that 1 + 1 = 1, it was great because Hudson back there, who's Hudson? 6, he said something like, "That's not right. 1 + 1 is not 1. Most of the world understands that 1 + 1 is not 1 because when they go into a marriage, it's a 50-50 partnership. That's why marriages spin so fast and people go through a number of them. But what God has put together is 1 + 1 becomes 1. And in this marriage, I see both of you in the delight and the example that's been said, I think, is going to be that you're both all in. We put all of our chips in. We're not holding anything back because we're after to make each other better. And in that, it makes us better because we are one. And the beauty of that oneness is going to be seen by many others. And I just see lots of people kind of coming and tucking under your arms and asking you questions on how do you do that? And what about this? And that you're going to have a heart and an open home to give away of the wisdom and the insight and the dedication that you have for the Lord. Because the thing that's the most beautiful in all of this is that your hearts for the Lord are so phenomenal. And because they're so phenomenal, your hearts toward each other are going to be outstanding. Enjoy that, model that, and continue to live in the blessing that the Lord has for you. 1 + 1 is 1, Hudson.
I just see God's delight and love for you guys. He loves you guys dearly. He loves what you've committed to him, what you've committed to each other, and you just make him smile. And this is just the beginning of it. Today is an exciting day, and it's just the beginning of all the excitement and the pleasure that you're going to bring God and just in that relationship, the three of you.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I both know both of you guys, especially Claire being a Bible study assistant for me last year and just knowing Joseph for 3 years. And so, I don't know, I was thinking to myself, what is one word that can summarize both of you guys? And God gave me the word teachers. I think it's kind of funny is the fact that God has used you in multiple ways to correct and to help other people with love and compassion and wisdom. And I know for a fact I've seen that 100%. And just the idea that God has placed a spirit of peace, hope, trust, truth, and a spirit of just discernment, love, and kindness for others. And I'm just really excited to see where you guys, God puts you guys. So, amen. Yeah.
Well, amen to the joy and the laughter and all the fun things have been shared. Amen, amen, amen. I believe that too. There's going to be joy and laughter in your home. And as I prayed over you, God gave me this scripture. It's a little bit the other side of it, and in this part of marriage too. It's Proverbs 27:17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And that's part of marriage too. Now, if you think about that literally, right, you can have two blades, and just meaningless clanging actually dulls them, all right? That's not... point of marriage. And some marriages are marked with a lot of meaningless clanging around, a lot of noise and not much progress. But where there's the deliberate approach to the sharpening that God has for two people, it even has something to do with the removal of that which is in the way and that keeps the edge from being there the way that it's supposed to be. Something profound can happen. And so when the two of you seem to be maybe kind of tempted to butt heads, and that does happen in marriages, I've heard. And know this, that God has a purpose and a plan, and that he's going to use you to affect and to develop and to mature and grow each other, all right? And so understand that the object maybe of what might bring a little bit of tension is not the point. The point is what God wants to do in and through you. And so allow him to use do some developing, to do some maturing, because there's some beautiful things that are going to happen in your relationship. And so when there's a little bit of conflict, maybe just go, whoa, 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 opportunity for some sharpening here, all right? Let's sharpen, God's sharpening us together, and indeed he's going to do beautiful things through you. There's a purpose for that sharpening, right? He's going to do something with it. And I don't know about you, I'd rather be a precision instrument than a club. And so he's doing some precision work, amen, in the two of you together, and he's going to use you in beautiful ways. Embrace that sharpening. It's beautiful. All right. Awesome. Love you guys. You can be seated. All right. Here you come back.
there's a stirring in the throne room, and all creation holds its breath, waiting now to see the bridegroom, wondering how the bride will dress. And she wears white, and she knows that she's undeserving. She bears the shame of history, but this one is written on his face. When love has come and finally set you free, on that wedding day, on that wedding day, she has danced in golden castles, and she has crawled through beggar's dust. But today, she stands before you, and she wears his
righteousness. You did it. Hallelujah. Now you're no more two, but one. Let no man attempt to divide what God has joined together. I now commit you into his hands, the hands of the Lord, to walk in his way and in his will as you accomplish his purposes for your life together. May you delight in his love and his joy as you're united for your journey through life. Indeed, as has been shared and touched on already, the Lord bless your marriage and keep it, and make his face shine upon you and give you great grace. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Joseph, you may kiss the bride. It is my delight to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Mitchell.
The joy you've given rings out as I lift my voice. I'm captivated by your ways, so I will worship you. You've taken me by love. You've taken me by grace.
Joseph and Claire would like to greet each of you personally, so please remain seated until they dismiss your row. There'll be no receiving lines, so you may proceed directly to the reception once you are dismissed by them. On behalf of Joseph and Claire and their families, thank you so much for joining us in this joyous celebration. They'll dismiss you now. Congratulations. Yeah.
All of heaven will shout and the earth will see the joy you've given rings out as I lift my voice. I'm captivated by your ways, so I will worship you. You've taken me by love. You've taken me by grace. You've taken me.
taken me by love. You've taken me by grace.